The MSU men's basketball team posted two easy wins last week over Illinois and Penn State. In the game with the Nittany Lions, the good news yesterday was the return of star Denzel Valentine from a knee injury. The schedule this week includes a home game against Iowa and a road matchup with Wisconsin. We're joined by Al Martin, host of Current Sports on WKAR Radio and Television, for an update. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Mark. Happy Monday, man.
Same to you. MSU had an easy week with blowout wins at home against Illinois and on the road yesterday at Penn State. And National Player of the Year candidate Denzel Valentine is back after the knee injury. How did he look yesterday?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, for Denzel, definitely a slow start. And again, when you're just coming off arthroscopic knee surgery, I mean, that's something that didn't surprise many people when they saw Denzel return for the first time since December. He scored 10 points all in the second half. And what I found particularly interesting was when hearing head coach Tom Izzo's comments after that game. Izzo, he mentioned how he challenged Denzel Valentine. He felt as though Denzel, he just looked a bit off. He looked a bit off. Didn't look in any really rhythm. And he really challenged him. And he was very vocal in letting that be known to Denzel and the rest of the team that Denzel Valentine needed to step up. He came out 10 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists in 23 minutes. Of course, he didn't start yesterday. I just tried to ease him into the lineup. But when he came in, you know, in that second half, he was very efficient after going 0-for-5 and having 2 turnovers again in that first half, Mark. Mm-hmm.
Bryn Forbes helped out a lot in the first half, 20 points from Bryn Forbes. What do you make of the roles that the other Spartans have played during Valentine's absence?
Mark, it really was a blessing in disguise with Denzel Valentine going out. And the reason I say that is because when Denzel Valentine went out, and as you just mentioned, he is a National Player of the Year candidate. The big question is, who else was going to compliment Denzel Valentine when he's out there on the floor? And that was a big question mark to start this year. An incredible start to the season for this team. Again, the best start in program history for them. But there have been numerous times that we've watched this team and said, okay, Denzel is really running the offense quite well. But who else is going to be that consistent and efficient score for Denzel? With the injury, players were forced to become better, Mark. And we're seeing the fruits of that labor right now. I mean, you mentioned Bryn Forbes. He was 7 of 10 for 20 points, 6 of 8 from three-point land. And looking at Aaron Harris, he's another guy who has really emerged in the absence of Denzel Valentine. Since Denzel Valentine went out prior to that Oakland game, Mark, he has scored in double digits every game since. He's been unbelievable. Also, Matt Costello. I mean, he was, again, short of a double-double earlier in the week. Then last night, we see him, you know, continue that efficiency with 8 points, 9 rebounds. And Denzel Valentine, I mean, he noted how after the game, he said, they just look more comfortable. They're more decisive when they get the basketball. This team has matured since Denzel Valentine has gotten hurt, and we saw that, and we've seen that the past two games, Mark.
WKAR's current sports host, Al Martin, is our guest for a conversation on MSU's top 5 men's basketball team. Is the defense as good as it has looked the last few games? Is this something we'll see more of, or what?
Well, I tell you what, Mark, if there's any chink in the armor for this unbelievable team, it is the defense. And that's something Izzo always harps on. Defense, 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 particularly when it comes to his guards. Izzo noted that he would like to see more effort defensively from his guards. He loves Harris. Forbes as well, who I think is certainly improved as a defender. I mean, how many times have we seen Bryn Forbes dive on the floor for loose balls and really just get into the inside of his defender? Defensively, though, is where this team can improve, if anything. Offensively, they're rolling. Tremendously efficient. They have scores left and right. I mean, I didn't even talk about the big men other than, you know, Costello and Gavin Schilling, and how about Deontay Davis. But defensively is where they can improve, and that's something that will come as the year moves on.
On Thursday night, the Spartans get another shot already at Iowa, the only blemish on their record so far, and a loss suffered when Valentine was injured. Revenge will, I'm sure, be on their minds, especially at home. Should MSU prevail against Iowa this time?
Yeah, I think so, Mark. If I was a betting man, I would take that to Vegas. I think Michigan State will pull out the win against Iowa. I mean, having Denzel Valentine back, I think that this team is tremendously better than it was when they first played Iowa. And then having Denzel Valentine back, the offense just runs smoother when he's in the lineup. And again, this team can go 10, 12, even 13 deep, Mark. That's something that's also in Michigan State's advantage when looking at that game.
The other game this week is a home game next Sunday with Wisconsin. The Badgers' longtime coach, Bo Ryan, abruptly retired a few weeks ago. How have the Badgers looked since Bo Ryan's departure?
Well, overall, first off, when that news came out, Mark, very, very shocking. And even Tom Izzo noted, I mean, when Bo decided to leave, it really shocked the basketball world because a lot of people just didn't expect it. When it comes to Wisconsin, this is a team that has a lot of weapons. Right now, they're 9-8 overall. Trading above that 500 mark, for me, if I had to put a staple on it, they're in that average to above average, you know, quorum. I mean, this is a team that went to the national championship, Mark. So they're very efficient. I think right now the big message for MSU is that they can't take any opponent lightly, no matter who they're playing on any given night. I mean, looking at Penn State, Mark, I mean, this was a team that pushed Maryland to the brink. I mean, that's the number three college basketball team in the nation, and Michigan State is able to go out and get a 92-65 win. So the message is just go out there, don't take any opponent lightly, and get better by the day.
Al Martin is the host of Current Sports on WKAR Radio and Television. More this afternoon at 1 on AM 870. We'll check in with you on MSU basketball from time to time.
Thank you, Mark.
That's
appreciate
all right. Thank you,
yeah,
Al.
Yeah, definitely.